My friend, first, can I borrow some money from you? Because I know you got $13 million signing. Congrats on that, man. You're staying with the Raptors. How does that feel?
No, it feels pretty good. I'm glad that I stayed here. And I want to be here. This is the city I want to be at. My family love it. I love it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to next season, and hopefully we do even better.
Yeah, we love it, too, because you know how much we were starving to get into the playoffs and what you guys did for not just Toronto, for Canada. I mean, everybody was so thrilled.
But we're so committed to the city, to the country. We want to continue to build, like, a winning atmosphere. And it's not easy, but we're working on it. And we had a great year last year. But we have to remain humble and be hungry. You know, we want more. I want more. So especially this time of the year, the summertime is when you actually get better as an individual. And then you come back and gather together, and, you know, we do it collectively. But right now, it's a good time for each and every one of us to, now we got our contracts and everything, so let's get better, because I want to be in the playoffs again, and I don't want to only stay in, I don't want to lose in the first round. I want to go, you know, I want to make a run. So we all on the same page about that.
You know, I really think you guys can bring a championship to this city. But even more important, what you're doing for this city, too. Pan Am Games, you're the ambassador for
this. Yeah, that's a huge thing for me. I'm very blessed to have the privilege to be an ambassador and also an athlete that is going to participate in the game. So I get to tell everybody from Venezuela how great Toronto is as a city. So for me, this sport event is one of the biggest in the world. So everybody in Toronto and Canada should participate and be aware and go to, you know, different games. It's gonna be an unbelievable experience, especially for you know, for kids, for families, because you don't get that every year or every day. So don't miss it.
Now, looking forward to that. Now, I got some quick questions because I know we don't have a lot of time here. But I want to ask you, King James going to Cleveland, what do you think about that?
I'm sorry. To me, King James is the face of the NBA. So at the end of the day, he got to make decisions for that is going to really be beneficial for himself and his family. So to me, he made the best decision. You know, he wanted to go back to Cleveland. That's where he felt comfortable at, and that's what he did. So he's the best player in the NBA as of right now, so he can do basically whatever he wants. So if he wants to go back home, people can't really knock on that. He just got to go. He wants to go back home. That's what he wants to do. So I wish him nothing but the best, but not against the Raptors.
No, not going to happen. But Chris Bosh, who used to be a Raptor, now Miami is basically building around him with a huge contract. What do you think about that, too?
Well, you know, it was a good opportunity for him to stay and to make even more money. He opted out his contract, and then he ended up getting more money than he thought he was going to get. So I guess he's good. That's really good for him. And I know Pat Riley, you know. Pat Riley, he has a great history in the game. So he's going to make that franchise a winning franchise regardless. So they already proven they can win championships with LeBron or without LeBron. So at the end of the day, you know, you're trying to win. And GMs, like our GM, Masai, is going to do whatever it takes to put his team in the best situation for us to win games.
Can we bring a championship to this city? Can you see it?
To me, if we continue this process, and you know, the management did a great job keeping the guys together, we're gonna have a pretty good chance to eventually win a championship. We just gotta continue. We have to be humble, you know. We can't act like we did something great, because we haven't done anything yet. So if we continue to do if we picked up where, you know, where we left everything at in the playoff, I think we're gonna be in we're going to be okay. We're going to be in a fine situation for us. We're going to find a situation where we can fight and play for a championship.
Fantastic. My friend, thank you so much, and thank you for such a great season last season, and cannot wait for this season.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me here.